Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are we in more jail time?
No, we were thinking of the clinker, the caboose, or something like that. Is that what we're talking about now?
What I had in mind was something like...
Oh, you said something about the federal prison?
Whether there would be any different slang terms for that sort of place. Mm. Would you call a federal penitentiary the caboose or the clinker?
No, I don't really know. I think I would usually refer to those places, I guess, by name, as far as I can remember, you know, like Sing Sing, or Rafer.
I was curious about Big House, Slammer, Pokey, Goose Gal, any of those.
I've heard, you know, Slammer, and that we use that for, or at least, you know, a lot of people use that for term for the local
city jail.
Mm-hmm.
What about a place in a jail where drunks are kept? You ever heard any special name for that part of the jail?
Well, if I have, I'm sure I have, but I can't remember right now if they call it. They say they keep them until they dry them out or something like that. Is it the drying out room? I'm not.
Could be.
I don't
know. You ever heard of drunk tank?
Drunk tank, yeah. Maybe so.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, three questions that have to do with the weather. Kind of interrupt this for a minute. The most serious storm that you have around this area, you say that would be a...
Probably a tornado, you know, that originated in this area.
What would you... We were talking about Bob.
That's a hurricane. I would consider that a hurricane. Because usually they originate in the Caribbean or somewhere down that way. It used to come this way, but sometimes out in the Gulf we have those tornadoes spawning out there. So that's why I refer to that more or less as a local thing that might come up all of a sudden.
Yeah. Around here, do you have any kind of weather that's characterized by rain followed by freezing temperatures? It gets really bad, you know, a big collection of ice on limbs, it will crack limbs, and power lines will come down and all that.
Oh, really? About a freeze or a big freeze or something of that sort.
Do people around here talk about having ice storms or anything like that?
Very seldom. If we get a big freeze, we're very unhappy.
I can imagine, especially in this part of the country. What's the coldest it gets around here?
Oh, let's see now. The last past year, I think it has gotten down to, you know, 32. They say it's going to be going to have a freeze tonight. It's used to 32, and that's about it. It's never a real hard freeze, just enough to be aggravating about busting some pipes that have not been properly taken care of, whatever.
That's fairly chilly.
Yeah. It's chilly enough for Florida.
Uh-huh. Okay, get back to the police for a minute. What do you call the thing that the policeman carries with him for protection?
Well, call it a belly club or a nightstick.
Okay. And what about the other weapon?
Oh, the pistol?
Okay. Any other terms for pistol?
Sometimes you just say a 48, which is the same as pistol, I guess. So. I guess that's about the only thing that I mentioned.
Okay. All right, some names that have to do with street people. What about some names that you've heard people use for prostitute?